Emergency personnel of Reddit, what's the dumbest situation you've been dispatched to? Not quite in the same vein, but I worked at a vet clinic that received a report from the local overnight emergency vet for a dog the owners thought was having a seizure in the middle of the night. The dog was diagnosed with dreaming. That's adorable as crap. Report of a woman drowned in shallow water off the south shore of Long Island. It was a semi-deflated blow-up doll. A tragic loss indeed. Briefly shadowed a small town fire department. Lady called in that some dude was impaled by a branch while pruning trees. Rushed over there. It was all makeup. They were shooting a film. All the neighbors had been notified but she forgot apparently. Got called for a child whose grandfather and legal guardian was actively abusing her. Notes said screaming and crying was heard in the background as well as "don't hit me again" and "he's trying to kill me." Turns out a 12-year-old girl had snuck to go see her 20-year-old boyfriend and came back drunk and stoned reeking of weed, and when her grandfather tried to punish her by taking her phone and grounding her, she grabbed a knife and tried to stab him. In the process of disarming her, he pushed her backwards and into a table, knocking a lamp over. It was at that point she grabbed a phone and barricaded herself in a room and called 911. I'm not the emergency personnel in this situation, but I called 911 because I found my neighbor, an elderly lady, lying on the ground outside. She was slurring, unable to get up, and generally dizzy looking. I thought she had a stroke. They got there and were talking to her for a few minutes before telling me that she was just drunk. Calling was smart. If a diabetic's blood sugar gets too low, their symptoms mimic being drunk. During one of my 24-hour ambulance shifts for EMT basic training, we got a call to a Big Lots for a laceration on a finger. It was essentially a paper cut from a rough edge of a chipped candle. I got to practice my EMT skills by applying direct pressure to a non-bleeding index finger. Even got to put a band-aid on it. The girl was acting like she could not look at her finger and was going to pass out from all the blood. The gauze strip I held on her finger didn't even have a spot. "Don't worry," she sued. I got called for a woman experiencing stomach pain, which she calmly claimed was a 10/10. Must have been quite the trooper since her husband drove her 30 minutes across the county, past the hospital and two urgent care centers, to let her mom look at it before calling the wee-woo. For someone who had been having unprotected intercourse for 7 months, she sure was confident she wasn't pregnant. The nurse who had to explain to her the way these things work was right on the corner of amused and annoyed. Not your typical emergency personnel, but I work for a commuter railroad and I get called out to inspect the equipment when there are pedestrian vehicle strikes. There was a couple making out on the tracks and saw the train coming and decided to play chicken to see who would bail first. The girl lost both the game and a leg. A mother called 911 because her son spilled a bottle of Tide soap and was walking in it. She even called poison control before she called 911, and poison control told her there would be no side effects. The only advantage was the whole house smelled like lavender. 20-something year old guy called 911. He bought new shoes a few days before. They were too tight. His feet hurt. He was still wearing them when we got there, but I successfully extricated him. Dispatched to a child with seizures, who had a history of epilepsy. Got on scene and the kid was coming out of his seizure and was post-ictal. Package the kid up to transport to the hospital and his mother is screaming at me that he must have his peanut butter balls. Not sure what she meant, I asked her what she was referring to. His peanut butter balls. He has to have them. I have them in a jar. Here, take these peanut butter balls to the hospital. She hands me a small pill container. I look at the label and read that it is phenobarbital, a common anti-seizure medication. I asked the mom if this is what she meant by peanut butter balls. Apparently she never read the pill bottle label and misheard the doctor pronouncing phenobarbital as peanut butter balls. Guy moved out into the country. His 1-2-acre lot was surrounded on 3 sides by farm fields. Come harvest time, he calls 911 and blocks the farmers' access to their field with his vehicle. Wants me to force the farmers to stop harvesting because when he leaves all of his windows open, the inside of his house becomes dusty. Dispatched for a very strange gas-like smell in the backyard. We got there and walked around with our sensors. All levels were normal. "Well, miss, everything is normal. What's that smell then?" she asks. "All we smell is some mulch," she exclaims. "Is that what that smell is?" They just had mulch put in behind us yesterday. How long is that smell going to be around? Are we going to have to keep our windows closed for that long? Lady with Alzheimer's called 911 for a spider in her kitchen, but described it as someone in her kitchen. As if that isn't silly enough, the spider didn't even end up being a spider. It was a dead fly on her windowsill. She needed a bird to catch the spider to catch the fly. Firefighter and 911 dispatcher here. Once as a dispatcher, took a call for suspicious activity. What was suspicious? There was a bicycle in the front yard of her neighbor's home. She told me, I've never seen a bike there before and it just seems weird. We didn't even bother to dispatch that one. As a firefighter, once during a huge rainstorm, we were dispatched for a vehicle in the water. This intelligent gentleman has decided to try to ford a river that was several foot high in his small Toyota car. With his girlfriend in the vehicle, he drove into the water and predictable got stuck. He immediately jumped out and swam to shore, leaving her standing in the trunk with the vehicle stuck at an angle upward in the water. As we got his girlfriend out, he tried to pass it off as her fault. She slapped him, and none of us said a word about it. Another time we were called to a police assist. When we arrived on scene, the officer directs us to the guy in the back of his cruiser. The guy shows us his finger and says it hurts. The finger is covered in a paper towel held on the finger by a rubber band. When he removes the rubber band, we see that the top two-thirds of his finger has been amputated and has been unattached for a couple days. He had just been walking around with his amputated finger held onto his bloody finger stump for a couple days and just decided when he was being arrested that that was the time to deal with it. My sister was a dispatcher and she would tell me all sorts of dumb calls she got. One time my sister got a call from a woman reporting that a man robbed her during her H deal. Apparently her dealer ran off with the money and gave her some random substance that doesn't get you high but it looks like H. The woman was being serious and acting like she was getting unfair treatment from a legitimate legal business. The woman is a sheltered middle-class woman from the suburbs. She was genuinely surprised that anyone would have the audacity to act that way in that kind of situation. She wanted that man arrested and wished to sue him. According to my sister, she had the I demand to speak to the manager attitude over the phone the whole time. Paged at 3 a.m. for an ill person. So I'm already tired and being sent to something vague isn't what I want. Arrive on scene and walk to the front door. Middle-aged guy opens the door and looks absolutely terrified. He rushes us in and we ask what's going on. He replies, I have the hiccups. Partner and I are exhausted from a rough 24-hour shift and we are incredibly confused. We ask him to clarify and he explains that in his 40-odd years of life, he's never had a case of the hiccups and is absolutely positive his life is in danger. We do our assessment and then explain that it's normal and really doesn't require the air, much less us. He demands that we take him to the air, so we oblige. When I called in the report, the hospital asked me to repeat the chief complaint 3 times. We were kicked to Tridge the second we walked in by some very annoyed nurses. Luckily they understand that we cannot refuse transport if the patient has a complaint and wants to go. Dude was absolutely fine. Paramedic here. Dispatched to a man with a groin injury. Arriving on scene, I found a 30-year-old man doubled over in pain and bleeding quite heavily from his crotch area. Long story short, he wanted to see what happened if he put peanut butter on the tip of his dong and let his Rottweiler lick it off. I think he was partaking in some sort of self-pleasuring thing and wanted the dog to give him a form of oral. I controlled the bleeding the best I could and got his ass to the hospital. He underwent microsurgery to try to save his mangled dong, but I understand that it was unsuccessful. Also, the part of his dong that was eaten by his peanut butter loving dog was resting comfortably in his dog's digestive tract. Can't make this stuff up. Not sure if it was chunky or smooth peanut butter, which was the first question my chief asked me upon returning to headquarters. Got dispatched to a nursing home for a guy who was pulseless. Arrive on scene to find the nursing home staff doing CPR on a guy who had been dead for at least 6 hours before they found him. They couldn't understand why we called it after hooking him up to our monitor and finding he was asystole. Then didn't understand why we weren't gonna transport him to the hospital. Dumb, but tragic situation. Courtesy my EMT best friend. Things learned from a patient with CC, a spider bite on my ass. 1. If normal anal play just isn't doing it for you anymore, the obvious solution to this problem is to order a fancy, exotic tarantula from a fancy, exotic tarantula seller, and then proceed to somehow coax and or shove said arachnid into your rectum. A more accurate CC would have been spider bite in my ass. 2. Spiders become very upset when this happens, and they will bite you multiple times before expiring, lost somewhere in your lower bowel. No, M's will not look for it for you. The pay grade isn't nearly high enough. Some things are best left to physicians. 3. While it is helpful to know the exact species of said spider you've shoved up your ass because YOLO, this information is not very useful when you've waited 3 days after being bitten to call the boo-boo bus. 4. Yes, that anal discharge is not normal. Yes, it is probably related to being bitten by the spider. Jeez. No, it will not go away on its own. No, there is not something you can put on it, but thanks for noticing the 4 external use only instructions on the bug bite cream. Guy ended up losing everything up to the transverse colon. Not sure exactly what he was going for. Sadly, all of this might have been a little easier to understand if he had irradiated the spider first. Poop in a bag man is not nearly as catchy as Spider-Man. So he'll shove a spider up his ass, but external use only bug cream is where he draws the line. Responded to a residence for uncontrolled hemorrhage possibly to a dangerous part of the body, so my partner and I roll the medic unit rolls, the volunteer fire dept rolls, so we have 9 people respond hot to this house. Stroll in and see a kid sitting on the couch holding a Kleenex to his hand. He cut his finger on a soup can. It was what I would describe as a very aggressive paper cut. The kicker, they were literally across the street from the hospital. Apparently the kid's uncle had a track record of abusing the system a lot. Another one, we got a call for a psych patient, acting erratic and talking to herself. Turns out she was perfectly fine just chatting to someone on a Bluetooth headset. Not a paramedic but work in healthcare and they train us in emergency care at university. Guy told us on a training day that they were dispatched to a house after a woman called in hysterics claiming her baby had been assaulted. Turned out her pet dog was mating with a neighbor's dog in the back garden and she got upset when she saw it. 45-year-old male locked inside car called 911. My buddy responded to tell him to unlock it then try the handle. Another life saved. My ride along during EMT school. Had to have a certain number of hours spent working with a rescue squad. On a slow night our third call was of a shooting that, at the time, had the victim in critical condition. We responded and come to find out, the victim put on a bulletproof vest and told his GF to shoot him. Well, she did, and missed the vest completely. Poor guy died later at the hospital. No alcohol involved either. Kid got his head stuck in a fence. Then he got stung by a bee. Everyone present that day, including the kid, found out he was allergic to bee stings. So then they had to resuscitate him. Good times. A man on PCP who broke into an apartment, stole a pair of women's panties, changed into them, was discovered and chased away by the woman's boyfriend, and we found him running around the neighboring abandoned lot wearing nothing but said panties. Dispatched to illness for a 90-some-odd-year-old woman. She stated that she had eaten 2 bites off leftovers and then realized they were leftovers and wanted us to induce vomiting. We are a BLS unit. We don't do that. Which we explained. And her pee-off daughter freaks out and is yelling at the mother about how she made the EMTs come all the way out here. And now she is going to go with us to the hospital to get her stomach pumped. At the hospital we stopped her right there. ADN explained that the hospital isn't going to perform a painful and unnecessary procedure over eating leftovers. It ended up being a refusal and we didn't take her to the hospital. Also in my city, units were dispatched to reports of a body in a dumpster in the wee hours of the morning. Upon arrival they discovered that the body was actually a Justin Bieber standee. Well, don't just stand there, resuscitate the Justin Bieber cutout. 911 call for a 4-year-old who had a nightmare. Unconscious child. Arrive on scene to find a kid laying down on the floor in a store. No history. Full day of school. Was running around the store being a brat when he was reprimanded. Promptly fell out. Definitely responsive to pain. Pupils are good. So I loudly announce we're going to have to stick him with needles and draw some blood. Give him fluids. Patient regained consciousness and tried to run away. Unconscious diabetic. get on scene and there's a woman laying on the couch with sugar sprinkled on her. The woman's son knew it was a problem with low sugar and figured he'd try to help. It would have been super cute, except the kid was 16. Please, everyone, educate those around you if you have chronic health problems that can become emergencies. One patient that wasn't mine but came in on another unit while we were waiting for triage. 17-year-old male couldn't get it up with his girlfriend, insisted that nothing like that could ever happen, so something must be wrong. They call 911, get transported, make it to triage and get promptly sent out to the lobby. The nurse, as they are walking away, says to us, "Someone needs to show that girl how to use her mouth." My husband was a cop. He got called out to an active domestic one night about 2 in the morning. Gets on scene. Guy comes out and says his girlfriend assaulted him with a weapon. Turns out she threw a hot pocket at him. The most devastating of weapons, simultaneously frozen hard and molten hot. Easy one. Got called for a woman who had a miscarriage on the toilet. Show up, and it's not a miscarriage, just a big nasty turd. So I worked for an EMS crew at a major university. There's one event that happens every spring where the undergrads get absolutely wasted. I've never consumed more alcohol in a 24-hour period than as a student during one of these spring flings. We got dispatched for a naked drunk kid, which wasn't dumb by itself. No, what was dumb was that by the time we arrived, the kid had run off. Then we head back to base, and every 20 minutes or so, we get that call for the same kid in a different location. This goes on for a few hours, and if you plot the locations we were called to, you could see him inching towards campus. We finally found him passed out in the freshman dorms. You made it home. Hooray. My dad is a firefighter. He has a regular who calls 911. Because they get stuck on the toilet. No, they didn't fall in or get their intestines ripped out by flushing. They are so large that they lose feeling in their legs that they cannot get off of the toilet. He knows the guy by name now, and my dad says he is a pretty nice guy. He just needs to not sit on the toilet for so long. Sent to a lady whose 2-year-old kid had licked a baby wipe, like touched it to his tongue. Then he made a face and went on with his 2-year-old's day. Best part was that mum was a nurse and thought it might have burned his lungs. Ridiculous. Several years ago, when I was a paramedic for a volunteer fire department, we were dispatched for a possible heart attack. Arriving upon the scene, we grabbed all of our equipment and started to run towards the house. We were stopped by the house's owner, who was screaming, "She dead, she no move," and pointed towards his car. He had called 911 because his car's battery was dead. Responded to a medical alarm, that is, life alert, activation, with the patient not responding to the dispatcher's questions. Turns out it was an old lady who wanted someone to fix her TV. You're goddamn right, we fixed it. Shh, like this video, but do it quietly so you don't wake up the sleeping papa. I hope you enjoyed the video. If you are new to the channel, you can subscribe. I publish new videos every day. Until then, check another video. Or don't. Either way, have a great day, you magnificent people.